It is American Heart Month, and today we have the opportunity to speak with Dr. Joseph Moore. He's an interventional cardiologist for Pardee UNC Healthcare. First of all, Dr. Moore, thank you so much for joining us and spending some of your time with us.
Well, thank you very much.
So, Dr. Moore, I understand that you recently joined Pardee at the beginning of just this year. So, first of all, welcome to Henderson County. February is American Heart Month, and you're here to tell us about the importance of knowing the signs and symptoms of a heart attack and how a recent designation that Pardee just received is helping to get patients treated even quicker. Share with us that, Dr. Moore.
Sure. I moved here, started January 4th, so indeed I am new to the beautiful Western North Carolina environs, and it's been great so far. At the end of January, Pardee successfully petitioned the state EMS to receive a STEMI center designation. Now, what does that mean? What that means is that Pardee has all of the facilities available, personnel, and equipment that we need to take care of heart attack patients 24/7. So ambulance will no longer have to take a patient out of Henderson County to get that kind of care. We can provide that care right here in Hendersonville. And one of my skill sets as an interventional cardiologist is to be able to do angioplasty, which is balloon, and stenting. A stent is a metal mesh that goes inside the artery to prop it open, to do that in the setting of an acute heart attack and restore blood flow to the heart. And what that provides for people here in Henderson County is immediate care for heart attacks that cuts down on the number of complications from heart attacks, cuts down on the incidence of heart failure, rhythm problems, and even death rates. So it's a great big step that Pardee has been able to provide for the community here.
And I'm glad you mentioned that step, Dr. Moore. Apparently, this is a designation that we needed in order to be able to do this, in order to shorten the time it takes for a heart attack victim to get the life, the life-saving treatment they need. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Mark. The if a patient had a heart attack, say, down in Flat Rock, they would be met at their home or their business by EMS, the paramedics and the ambulances. A heart attack could be diagnosed at that time. They would be packaged up in the ambulance. And before February 1st, those people were transported up to Mission Hospital in Asheville, which has done a great job for almost half a century here in Western North Carolina. Now that trip is much shorter because they don't have to bypass Hendersonville, Pardee. They can stop at Pardee, and we can get the arteries open very quickly. The goal of heart attack care is to get the artery open within 120 minutes of that ambulance first setting eyes on the patient. So that's called our first medical contact to balloon time, and we track that very carefully. We also track what's called the door to balloon time, which is when the patient arrives at our facility. How fast can we get that artery open? The national goal is less than 90 minutes for that door to balloon time. And I can tell you that in the first week of doing our heart attacks here at Pardee, our door to balloon time was about 26 and a half minutes.
Wow.
Average.
Wow.
So we've already done almost a dozen heart attack patients here in just the 2 weeks that we've been open for business.
So walk me through this, Dr. Moore. What is it? You've explained a little bit, but what does it look like now for a patient in Henderson County who is going through that, who is experiencing a heart attack?
Well, the first thing that patients need to know is they need to be able to recognize the signs and symptoms of a heart attack. Most commonly, people are told that you're going to feel a heavy pressure in your chest or a very uncomfortable sensation or a deep pain, kind of like a muscle ache. It can be a sharp type of pain as well. A lot of people will have shortness of breath or feel sick to their stomach or even feel queasy like they're going to pass out. If you experience those kind of symptoms, pick up the phone and call 911. The ambulance crews are there. They can be at your home very shortly, within just a few minutes, and they can evaluate you. They can take an EKG right in your home and check your blood pressure and your heart rate and all of those sorts of things. If they feel that that's a heart attack, they can package you up and get you on the road ASAP. So a patient who's experiencing heart attack symptoms should not wait. They need to call right away. And a lot of people get embarrassed. Well, I don't want to bother anybody, or I, what if it's not a heart attack and they don't have to come, and you know, that kind of thing. Well, let the paramedics make that decision. You're not bothering anybody. That's what we're here for. Once a patient is diagnosed with a heart attack, they're brought by ambulance into the emergency department, where they're greeted by what looks like a whirlwind of people, several emergency room nurses, the emergency room doctor, the cardiologist on call if possible, and that patient is taken to the heart catheterization laboratory as quickly as we can. Once you're in the cath lab, again, it looks like there's a whirlwind of activity going on, but it's more like an orchestrated ballet of all the people who are involved with the care. The whole idea is that we see a clock ticking, and we want to get that artery open as fast as we can.
It's really fascinating listening to you talk about this, Dr. Moore. And let me ask about this. You mentioned, of course, earlier we were talking about this STEMI designation, STEMI. What exactly did Part D, what did we have to do here with Part D UNC Healthcare in order to earn this designation?
Well, kudos to the Board of Trustees and the administration here at Part D. They've been working on this for several years now. And the scope of the task in front of them was large. What they had to put together is a facility that can provide the equipment. So we have what's called a cath lab, heart catheterization laboratory, that has a large x-ray machine that allows us to take very precise, detailed, magnified pictures of the heart arteries. We have all the catheters and balloons and wires and stents and things that we need to take care of any situation. We have highly trained nurses and radiology technicians who are staffing the cath lab, and they're on call 24/7. And then we have a critical mass now of two interventional cardiologists, myself and Dr. Gary Fontana, who is my partner. Both of us are highly trained in interventional cardiology, angioplasty techniques. We've both done advanced training after a quote, normal cardiology fellowship. And we've both had more than 20 years experience doing this. So once all those pieces are in place, then you have to make sure that you have the ER in place. You have to have the staff in the emergency room, the physicians in the emergency room who are trained in taking care of heart attack patients and know what to do, know how to recognize a heart attack and know what to do with that. And then after the heart catheterization and the stent procedure, you have to have an intensive care staff, all the nurses and technicians and respiratory therapists who are there to take care of those patients. There are times when heart attack patients can be critically ill and require a lot of medical attention. So you have to have all of those pieces in place before you can even think about starting a program.
Well, Dr. Moore, you've been really great with your time, and we appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to share again as we are celebrating American Heart Month here in February?
You bet. It is American Heart Month. It is designed to keep people aware and increase awareness of heart disease in the United States. It is the number one or number two killer of people here in America at this point. And, with all of the other things going on, it's easy to forget that heart disease is still out there. People didn't stop having heart attacks just because of COVID-19 this year. They're still coming, and we need to be able to take care of them. And the biggest thing that people need to know is don't ignore the symptoms. There are risk factors that place you in a category where you're high likelihood of having a heart attack. Family history, you can't do much about, but smoking certainly increases your risk. Changing the way you eat, getting activity. Now, it's been hard with the quarantines and everything to get outside and be active and do things, but Western North Carolina is the place to do it, that's for sure. And just being active and exercising and eating right, taking care of yourself, making sure your blood pressure is controlled. Talk to your doctor. There are a lot of things that people can do for themselves that lower the risk of having a heart attack. And that's our goal. We want to make heart attacks go away.
Fantastic. Dr. Moore, thanks again for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And once again, welcome to Henderson County, the greatest place in the world to live. Folks, be in the know. If you'd like to know more about this topic that we've talked about today, just visit pardeehospital.org for all of the information about STEMI and cardiac services at Pardee.